from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We were just reliving some of the highlights from yesterday's show with Linnell Willingham, who got mad at me when I called him Lionel. He spun around. He said, "My name is Linnell Willingham." All right, relax there, big fella. Relax. I'm the last person you want to piss off around here, okay? Just having some fun.
And his name was like Longfellow Tidwad or something.
I mean, again, it could be worse. It could be Longfellow Tidwad. Pippi Longstocking. But anyway, we saw Anthony from Craig Hoffman's show, and I said, "Man, I said, was it you that played the whole Albanian albino thing, whatever that was, from yesterday's show for Craig as I was driving home?" And he did it, you know, real things, real people saying to real my, is that the name of the segment? Okay. Just want to make sure I got that right. Because I was laughing again when I heard it, right? Because you could hear the obvious frustration in my voice and like, what am I supposed to do with this mess? And then Matt comes over and Anthony's like, "No, you know, Matt pointed it out to me," and I just, you know, like, you know, put it like up or put it together, or you guys had cut it up or whatever. I said, "I appreciate that." And then, Matt, you reminded me of our guy, Ben Conti. And we often mention Ben Conti on this show. We like Ben Conti, at FatPoet10.
Bringing up a good point, by the way, on Twitter.
I didn't see that, but I was...
He tweeted up both of us, and he brought up... Wait, at WrestleMania, you said you get coffee before the gym.
So I didn't see this now, so I'm just seeing this. Okay, I was not going to bring this up, but I'm now seeing it. Yes!
That's so weird.
I get iced coffee, absolutely.
That's so weird.
Why?
Because it's a diuretic.
But I need that caffeine boost because I'm exhausted from sitting in an hour and 45 minutes of traffic.
So use some iced coffee as your pre-workout.
Yeah, and during my workout.
You drink coffee? Okay. We got to move up past this because I can't.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's insane.
It's not insane.
Yes, it is.
I mean, hot coffee would be a little bit weird. Although I'm sure people that work out at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, which is not this guy.
Coffee dehydrates you.
I don't.
So does working out.
So you're gonna
lose a lot of.
You're not gonna dehydrate yourself in a half an hour workout, a 45 minute workout.
Depends on what you're working out.
Oh, come on. Anyway, let's move on. But Ben Conti, in addition to making fun of me for my coffee habits, he pointed me out to something last night, and he said, "Hey, did you see my new?" Twitter X subhandle or whatever it is. Because it's, again, at FatPoet10. That never changes. That's his, I guess, actual handle. But you know how you can, like, change? I call it the subhandle, Twitter name, whatever it is. And I look and I said, "Oh, my God." And it's...
Albanian was an albino person.
It's the albino Albanian. It's the albino Albanian. And nobody that doesn't listen to this show, or I guess Craig Hoffman's show at the end last night, or saw it on Twitter or anything, nobody would have any idea what that bit is all about except for us. Because it happened on this show. Like if Grant and Danny were to see that, they would have no clue what the context is. They'd be like, ah, whatever. Not that they would pay attention to that. They're too big and mighty. They're too high and toity to mix with us regular people, us regular folk. But you get the point. If you didn't listen to the show yesterday, if you didn't listen to the end of Hoffman's show, if you didn't see on Twitter, Linnell actually said that he thought the people of Albania, which is a country next to Greece, this is like Sean in Connecticut called up and said, hey, man, I'm having lunch. And I said, oh, Sean, what are you eating? He said, you know, something from, I forgot what he called it. Is like it's kind of like Greek and Albanian.
Oh, he was
food.
Getting chicken and rice from.
Oh, chicken and rice, right? Yeah. It's like it's kind of like a combination Greek Albanian food. We have this great place that I said, oh, I said I love Greek food. I've never really had Albanian food, but if it's similar to Greek food, I'm down. And that's when Linnell, all of a sudden, somehow, some way, I don't know how, I don't know why, broke out that he thought people from Albania were albino. And Matt, what is, like, I mean, if somebody is described as being albino, what is that?
What do you mean?
Like, meaning, why did he think people that were considered albino were from Albania? That's what he thought, right?
Yeah.
But they're two very...
Oh, incredibly different.
Incredibly different.
One has
situations.
To deal with pigmentation, the other
right.
is where you grew up.
Exactly. One has nothing to do with the other, even though they're similar in nature. I mean, I'm just looking it up right now. People with albinism, I guess albinism, yep. A-L-B-I-N-I-S-M, have a reduced amount of melanin or no melanin at all.
Melanin.
Melanin? Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like melatonin or
I'll
whatever.
Help you out with the big science words.
It goes on to describe this can affect their coloring and their eyesight. People with albinism often have white or very light blonde hair, although some have brown or red hair. The exact color depends on how much melanin their body produces. All right, so that's all you need to know. So again, essentially, one has nothing to do with the other. And Linnell, in his weird, crazed mind, thought that it did and that they were connected. And I don't know why, but I found that to be incredibly funny. And probably very, well... What's the way I can say this?
Idiots are not created equal.
Idiotic? Sure.
We'll let him use his own words.
Okay, exactly. So anyway, that's that story if you missed that from yesterday. All right, so quickly I wanted to go back into this piece from The Athletic that Ben Standing put together. And it's really an NFL piece, but there's a lot of Commanders' little nuggets and tidbits here. And again, one agent basically saying Adam Peters is number one general manager already. And he went on to describe how bad the scouting structure and staff was and what have you. So Ben then put together a spinoff piece and kind of focused on just the Commanders. Of course, that's his local beat. In this sixth annual NFL agent survey, the Commanders received the most votes, 8 of 31, as, dun-da-da! What do you think, Matt? 8 out of 31 votes. The, fill in the blank.
Best? I assuming that it's, if we're only getting 8 out of 31, it's not great.
No, actually it is.
Oh.
It's the most votes.
Oh.
Of the 31 agents surveyed, they got 8 out of 31 as the winner of the offseason. Not the best organization, but the winner of the offseason.
I mean, I feel like we've had that title for what feels like 4 years now. We're the offseason champs. We've been the offseason champs.
I mean, that used to be very different context.
Oh, yeah. I mean, jokingly, I'm saying that.
I mean, and obviously, smartly, we're not using that term. It's just the winner of the offseason. And that means hiring Adam Peters, which was thought to be unthinkable. I'm telling you. Like, Kyle Shanahan would never say this publicly, I don't think. Adam Peters would. Kyle Shanahan would have never given the blessing to the Commanders organization if Dan Snyder was still in charge.
Oh, I don't know about you, but this offseason feels like it's been three seasons kind of combined into one with how drastically this organization and team has changed.
We're
going to
be
hires.
Bored next offseason.
Hopefully.
We're going to be bored.
Maybe not hopefully, but... Yeah.
We're going to be bored. All right, so the winner of the offseason, 8 out of 31, that's a quarter of the votes. Okay? Now, again, that doesn't guarantee anything. You know, as Ben pointed out, you know, all the moves that they made and whatever. Here's one agent. Well, actually, we've already, given you this quote about adding the building blocks, and they made seismic changes. We already told you about one agent basically saying Adam Peters is the best general manager, and the scouting staff was a complete joke and what have you. About Dan Quinn, okay? Again, Dan Quinn is the perfect hire as head coach for the needed culture change. I love the pairing with Peters. They have so much work to do beyond football. Again, we've given you that before. Here's one agent on Jaden Daniels. The agent, where is it here? They talked about how Daniels hasn't been derailed a step during his acclimation to the NFL. And again, these are agents, right? So you take it for what it's worth. They don't know everything. They're not in every building. Coaches swoon over his decision-making with the football in his hands. Everyone sees accurate downfield strikes, and we know the reigning Heisman Trophy winner dazzles with his legs. When you factor in a chill, level-headed, competitive demeanor, and the goods are there for quick success. And they point out, of course, need to avoid running into traffic. And all of that is true. No doubt about that. All right. So that's from Ben Standing's Athletics Agent Survey. Those are the highlights in terms of looking at how the Commanders were viewed. Clearly, again, very high thoughts. Now, you have to prove it on the field. We all know that. We also know in all likelihood it will not be considered the same next offseason because, again, they won't be landing Adam Peters. They won't be landing Dan Quinn. They won't be landing Cliff Kingsbury. They won't have the number two overall pick in getting the Heisman Trophy winner and Jaden Daniels. I guess they could still have the number two overall pick, but, you know, that almost surely is not going to happen. Unless they trade up for whatever reason. But the love is there. No longer do we open a survey like this up and go, oh man, how are they going to fry their asses now? Because that's what this survey, quite honestly, outside of like 1 year for Ron, and that's the interesting part here, is, and it's why you have to take everything with a grain of salt. Because agents know what they know. Agents care about what they care about. They don't know or care about everything that is important. They care about what happens for their client. They don't care about the game as much. I mean, sure, they have a vested interest in growing the game because why? It's more money for their client, more money for them. But the point being is, while they have a kind of narrow prism, if you will, in years past, and certainly before Ron, and even after Ron, the organization has been looked upon as essentially a clown show. And it no longer is. We'll see how long that lasts. Methinks it will last. Whether the winds come along with it, don't know. All right, let's grab a quick call here. Let's get to Mark in Largo on the Team 980. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
What's shaking, Mark?
Belated birthday.
Happy
birthday's next month.
Yeah, next month. Yeah, September 19th. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, okay. Other side of the year. My house was built the same year you was born, so I'm kind of
Wait, 1973? Anyway, really?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Caps, and your house are celebrating 50 years in service.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we've been doing is servicing America, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But look, I think everybody needs to hold off on the excitement of Adam Peters, man. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. I think right now Adam Peters is sitting up there with egg on his face. And I'm going to tell you why. The Jahan Dotson deal, I wonder if this was a deal done out of anger. Because if you never make a decision when you're emotional, whether emotionally to me, it seems like it was a bad decision. That's first thing. Second thing is this. This is what I look at. Luke McCaffrey, Adam Sinnott, Ben Sinnott, okay? I think these are guys that you probably could have get. McCaffrey, you probably could have gotten in the fifth round. Sinnott, you probably could have gotten in the fourth round. And no one's going to tell me how, and Chris, you see this so much. How come we could change owners, we could change coaches, we could change GMs, but why do we get players that used to play one position and then they get converted to another one, but we think he could be something that he could work out? I've seen the tape on Luke McCaffrey. He has a problem getting past people in college. Can you imagine how that's going to be in the pro? Thing they complained about last year was what, Chris, about the receiving corps? Couldn't get past anybody. Couldn't break away from anybody.
Well, part of that problem, but part of that problem, if we're being totally honest, is a lot of the times the receivers were bunched up. We're too close in proximity
that's
to each
true.
Other.
Okay, and that's fair. That's fair, but look, Chris, you know what I'm saying about, look, it's fair to say the receiving corps last year was better than the receiving corps this year going into the season. Because all people are going to do, look, and I think getting Brown yesterday, that was a panic move for him.
I don't think that's a panic move. How is that a panic move?
Yes, I do.
How?
Because he didn't get Brandon Ayuk. Oh, let me finish. He didn't get Brandon Ayuk, and he didn't get T. Higgins. And here's the deal. They were going to look stupid going into training camp. I mean, going into the start of the season, if you got De'Ami Brown as your full-time number two, when we know he's a slot receiver. They don't have a number two receiver. And they really don't have a number three receiver. Now, Brown, it's going to take him some time to learn the offense.
It is. But, I mean, it's not the same as a quarterback, but it is going to take him a little time to acclimate.
That brings me to my next point. You've covered this team for a very long time. And I think it's very fair to say that in 2012, Robert felt like he had to do everything because they had no talent at the receiver position outside of Pierre Garçon. What's different now? You got Terry McLaurin, and that's it.
I think you're selling them short on Austin Ekeler, on Zach Ertz, combination of Noah Brown, Terry.
Zach Ertz is our age, man.
I know. God dang. I know. Well, he's 33. I mean, he's not 50.
Okay. And they couldn't keep Cole Turner for that?
Cole Turner stinks.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm not buying everything that Adam is saying.
No, I hear you. I'm going to have reasonable disagreements, just like I didn't like the KJ Henry subtraction. I didn't. I disagree with that. Maybe
dumb.
I'm wrong. Maybe he's right.
Dumb. I mean, you know, it's just like Newton. You got him in the second round, and he still hasn't played yet. Now, maybe he'll play next year. We don't know.
Well, again, you can't count him out for this year already. I mean, they didn't even put him on IR. Like, he might go on IR at some point, but and he's been injured all offseason, which has me worried.
But
we can't already write off this year.
I'm not saying to write off this year. I'm not. I'm just saying that when I look at the offensive side, and particularly the receiver side, Jaden's going to have to feel like he has to do everything.
Well, I will tell you this. I love you. You know I love you. I appreciate you. I got to let you run. I like a lot of your points. Jaden Daniels should not feel like he's got to do everything because that's not correct. That's not reality. He's got Austin Eckler. He can run the ball, Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler. He's got a good proven tight end and young emerging tight ends in Sinnott and I guess Bates still more than just as a blocker. I mean, are they loaded for bear? Of course not. Are they what San Francisco has, what Houston has? No. But they're not as bad as you're making them out to be. All right, more calls coming up. On the other side, stay with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. One thing I teased earlier that I never delivered on, so I apologize, so I'll deliver on it now, even though it's late. Deshaun Watson, did you see this? So the Browns rearranged his salary, whatever. As you know, he signed the worst contract ever known to mankind. 5 years, $230 million, fully guaranteed. $46 million per year on average, and immediately into year one, they already started shuffling the deck, and they keep continuing to do so. So now Deshaun Watson's contract for this year has a cap number of $27.94 million, which is pretty low for a starting quarterback, a premier starting quarterback. The problem is we all know that Deshaun Watson is not a premier quarterback anymore. And he's been hurt nonstop and suspended or suspended, right? But next year, the Cleveland Browns, the cap number on Deshaun Watson's contract for next year, 2025 and 2026, is nearly $73 million in each of the 2 years. And in 2027, a void year when the contract would be up, there's a nearly $27 million dead money cap charge that would be tacked on to either a new contract or, again, Deshaun just not even playing for the Cleveland Browns anymore. So basically and essentially, over... beyond this year, which, again, is relatively affordable at $27 million, even though that's high for a guy who hasn't produced, beyond this year, $144 million plus another $27 million. So let's just, like, say, round it up. Roughly $170 million of cap space is required over the next 3 years to deal with Deshaun Watson. All right, good to have you. Whether he's cut, not cut, whatever. Think about that. And everyone that thought that was a good deal and the price of doing business and all that nonsense, I hope the egg on your face tastes really good. All right, let's go to Cliff. What up, Cliff? How are you? Cliff? All right, we'll put Cliff on hold, see if we can figure that out. Little, what's up, Little? How are you?
What's going on, Bruce?
What's up, Little?
Shout out to Ice.
Yes, sir.
When I was telling Matt, man, look, man, a lot of these callers calling and defending this kid, man. Man, it's on tape. The kid has a soft demeanor. So I'm thinking some of these callers, they played the football the way they're supposed to play, like flag football.
Wait. Who are you talking about? Deshaun?
Man, all these callers calling in. Well, where Adam Peters, this and that. Why did he get rid of Dobbs? Man, Dobbs.
Oh, Jahan Dotson. Okay, I didn't know who you were talking about.
He couldn't get the job done upfield.
Yeah.
He couldn't even barely get off the damn line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
They had the thing, the telltale about Dotson, only time he get off the scrimmage is when you put him in motion. He can't line up with a cornerback and get away. It's plain and simple, Rooster. See, a lot of these calls, I think, man, they just turn the game on Sunday and sit down and watch. They're not seeing the field, man. You know, it's
you know
sad,
the other part of it is, remember, there's always emotions, right, involved in all of this stuff, right? You start to like a player, you buy a player's jersey, you think they're going to be the next great big thing, and you know, then ultimately you don't want to see some of the flaws. Nobody's saying Deshaun Watson. Nobody's saying Jahan Dotson is a bad player. He just wasn't a good fit for what they're asking him to do. Now he'll be asked to do less from the slot in Philadelphia.
Now let me use this as a parable. That receiver up there in Seattle, that big boy, you ain't never got to put him in motion because he's going to get off the ball. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Bruce. DK?
This kid couldn't get off the DK. There
yeah, but I mean, DK's 6'4", 240. I mean, you know, we can't necessarily compare Jahan Dotson and DK Metcalf. Now, I mean, what we can say is that they probably should have taken DK Metcalf when they had an opportunity to take DK Metcalf, and I think that was the Jamin Davis trade draft. Maybe that was the Chase Young draft. I can't remember.
Right. Yeah, now you see what I'm talking about. But that's my part. That's my issue. Yeah. These callers calling in.
I got you.
Trying to defend him. The kid got the kid to solve.
I got you. I think we can evaluate Jahan Dotson individually, but again, remember, there people have emotions in players that they like and players that, you know, it's why any criticism of Robert was meant with, oh, you guys are just, you know, like racists. You guys are just miserable people. You guys are just haters. And in reality, it was just the opposite. All right. Thank you, Little. I appreciate it. I got to run for a trending alert. Final one of the afternoon. Let's do it right here, right now. We're brought to you by Floor and Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection. Floor and Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. College football tonight taking center stage. No Nationals, no NFL preseason, of course. A bunch of games, including one locally here that starts at 6 o'clock. On the Big Ten Network, it'll be Howard against Rutgers. Scarlet Knights, 38-point favorites in that one. Elsewhere, and a couple of highlights, Minnesota and North Carolina at 8 o'clock on Fox. Meanwhile, Deion Sanders in Colorado taking on North Dakota State at 8 o'clock on ESPN. And the night wraps up with Utah taking on Southern Utah. Utah, the Utes, are the number 12 team in the country. That's the late action tonight. From the NBA, the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry have reached a one-year $62.6 million contract extension. And this, Justin, breaking news, baby. Guess who's going to college? We should have thrown this into college. I didn't see it when we were doing the college scoreboard. Jack Del Rio. He's joining the Wisconsin Badgers, where he'll serve as a senior advisor to head coach Luke Fickell, according to the team. And that's what's trending. All right, wrapping up the show here on a Thursday. Linnell will be in tomorrow from 1 to 4. And then we'll all be out on Monday. So 4-day weekend for your boy coming up. Which is much needed, let me tell you. I need sleep, a lot of sleep. A lot of college football, and going to head up to New York City for a day and a half or so. So looking forward to that, seeing some great friends, and maybe the U.S. Open as well. All right, so let me do this. I mentioned that Jack Del Rio, we had in the trending alert, has taken a advisory position, a senior consultant, whatever, with the Wisconsin Badgers. Good for Ron. I mean, good for Jack. I mean, again, people in this town and many others go through coaches and basically go from, oh, hey, you know, they're pretty good, to their incompetent, clueless, and pieces of trash, like nobody's business. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. It's astonishing how quickly people just discard people based on one good year, one bad year. I'm not saying that nobody wasn't already anti-Jack Del Rio because of his political leanings and his stupid press conference that one time. But my goodness. Jack Del Rio and the Commanders had a top...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Five defense in 2022. And by midway through, maybe not even, 2023, he was, you would have thought, the worst coach ever created by mankind. Maybe only next to Ron Rivera. Speaking of Ron Rivera, 2 hours ago, he announced that he is proud to continue his role with the NFL in a new position as on-air talent for shows like Game Day Preview and Good Morning Football on NFL Network. The network made the official announcement, adding Ron, Manti Te'o, Nate Tice, whoever that is, NFL analyst, former Wisconsin quarterback, and Isaiah Stenback to their roster. So there you go. Ron's got himself. I mean, we kind of thought it was heading there because he had teased something about Good Morning Football or whatever. He had auditioned, I guess it was an audition. Maybe it was just a guest appearance or whatever it was with ESPN, but he lands at NFL Network. Does Ron Rivera. All right. Let's do cleanup on aisle three. Before we get to, oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, moron of the month. Why? Because, well, it's the last broadcast day for me for the month. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, so we talked earlier in the show about Brandon Ayuk, right? Once again, not participating in practice for the San Francisco 49ers. Nobody should be surprised by this. He's handled this miserably. His agent is either giving him terrible advice or he's not listening to his agent or whatever, some combination. So with that being said, and with John Lynch saying what he said, and obviously the clock ticking, and Kyle Shanahan said he's prepared basically at this point to open up week one of the NFL season without both Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. That's the San Francisco component. So people, of course, naturally have wondered over the weekend, a couple of reports emerge. Hey, maybe the Commanders are back in. Maybe the Commanders. Mike Garofalo said basically that. Michael Silver said basically that. Commanders could be back in here. Well, Adam Schefter of ESPN, who sometimes does get things wrong, was on the Pat McAfee show earlier today and, was asked kind of about this, and Adam just shut it down.
Agreements in this entire thing. And we kind of thought maybe the Commanders, whenever they traded Dotson for a third rounder, maybe they were trying to load up a third rounder.
Commanders are not in.
Got it. Commanders not in. Obviously, deal didn't happen.
All right, so McAfee kind of trampled all over him, but Schefter, before he opens his trap, is shaking his head like, no chance. Now listen, do I believe Adam Schefter? Yes. Do I believe he's been told strongly that they are not in on Brandon Ayuk? Yes. Could something change? Of course it could. And that's why I've learned over the years, as hard as it is sometimes when you're told something by people you trust, that you got to remember, they might be only telling you part of the story. Or that situations, needs, attitudes, thoughts might change. So Schefter is going to say on August the 29th, the Commanders are not in on Brandon Ayuk, which is going to re-shut down any speculation, any talk, any buzz, any rumors, what have you. But Schefter said this. Again, Schefter doesn't know that. Schefter is being told that. He's being told that by people that are involved in the situation. And obviously, remember who he is so connected to. The Shanahan family and Adam Schefter go back a long ways. So, I have no problem believing what Schefter is saying. I guess I would just remind everybody that 2 weeks from now, it could be a different situation. 6 weeks from now, it could be a different situation. So for anybody that's going to go, but on August 29th, he told Pat McAfee, the Commanders, no interest, not involved. Yes. For right now, somebody, maybe more than one person, of good authority is telling him they are not involved. That could change. So I just friendly little reminder, that could change. Okay? So just keep that in mind. All right. That is number one. Number two, we mentioned college football really kind of starts tonight, right? So you know you have the 12-team playoff now. You know, like a team like Florida State, which is already 0-1, top 10 team in the country, lost in Ireland, but they would likely be out under most scenarios, under the old format. But now, of course, with the 12-team format, they've got plenty of time to make up for it. But because there's now 12 playoff teams in the college football playoff, the winner could be very, very much more, let's call it, randomized. However, when it comes to gambling odds, you know, gambling odds that are as predictable as the sun rising in the east and setting in the west, right? They just simply take what everyone's saying, all the reports, all the rankings, all the previews, and they just, let's throw this strand of pasta to the wall. So, the new odds are out for the college football playoff. On ESPN Bet, which is sinking in finances, according to a story I just read overnight, ESPN Bet has the Georgia Bulldogs at plus 300. Ohio State at plus 325. This is to win the college football playoff, not to make the college football playoff. They have the Oregon Quack Quacks at plus 700. Texas plus 900. Alabama plus 1400. All the way down to the defending national champion, Michigan Wolverines, at plus 3500 in the same ranking or same spot as Missouri. And Penn State, which opens up at West Virginia at high noon on Saturday afternoon, which should be a fun one, is at plus 2,500, just beyond LSU, where, of course, they have to replace Jaden Daniels. So, what does all that mean? It means absolutely diddly poo. Nothing. It means squat. ESPN Bet has no idea, has no clue who's going to win the national championship. They are simply creating odds to get conversation and to create betting action so that they can make more money, and they will take their chances that enough of you will pick enough of these 12, 13 teams or whatever it is, that whoever they lose on and whoever actually wins the college football playoff, whatever you lock them in at, they'll take that offset and they'll take all the money that they get on all the other losing teams because you thought, ooh, Texas at plus 4,000, which is actually the worst team. I screwed up there. They put it out of order for whatever reason. Texas at plus 4,000? No. I'm sorry. Texas A&M is at plus 4,000. You get the point. That somebody that said, whoa, I can't resist putting $25 at plus 2,500 on Penn State. Maybe they'll get lucky. Maybe they'll win. And maybe they will. And not enough of you will do that. And that's what they're banking on. So that's it. All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three for the week.
Cleanup on aisle three.
Oh, yes. Coming up, it is that time of the month, right? To celebrate not only a dum-dum of the day, which we try and do every single day, barring massive breaking news, which we had last Thursday with the John Dotson deal. But now, at the end of the month, the last broadcast of the month, Matt puts together a special list. Only the most special survive. So you will find out who truly is the king of kings. Who is the moron of the month? That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, just a couple of minutes remaining in the show, Graham. Again, I'm out tomorrow and Monday. Matt will be here with Linnell, so make sure you check in and tune in and have yourself a great Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid, huh? Please, please don't do anything stupid. But right now, it is time. We're not going to anoint just one person the moron of the month. Nope, 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 nope. This is really ultimately a Matt Essig executive, I don't want to say order, but decision, and I agree with it. We're going to name an entire monstrosity of a company morons of the month.
It's been a full month of dum-dums, idiots, and jerks, but only one can be Chris Russell's moron of the month.
All right, as you guys know, the Walt Disney Company is a massive, massive, enormous operation. And I'm sure they have lots of things that they'd rather not be dealing with, like wrongful death lawsuits. Remember the story from midway through this month of a New York University doctor, and she unfortunately passed away after eating at a Disney Springs hospital, restaurant rather, and now her widower, Jeffrey Piccolo, is suing the Walt Disney Company, claiming that his now unfortunately deceased wife suffered a fatal allergic reaction right after eating at a Disney Springs restaurant last October. Now, he's only suing for $50,000, but Disney is claiming that the suit should be thrown out, moved out of the courts, because the now widow husband agreed to arbitrate all disputes with the Walt Disney Company when he first signed up for a one-month trial of Disney Plus way back in 2019. That's right. So his wife died last year after eating at a Disney Springs hospital. But because he had signed up and agreed to some innocuous terminology back in 2019 on a one-month trial subscription, Disney says, no, you know what? That $50,000 lawsuit, nope, deserves to get thrown out of court.
You're lying.
So they argued again that the agreement that he signed back in 2019 called for any dispute with the exception of small claims to be resolved by individual binding arbitration. Well, what is a small $50,000 to the Disney company? That's not a small claim. He apparently also agreed to similar language when he used the My Disney Experience app to buy tickets a month before this particular trip at Epcot. So they said the agreements consent to the arbitration, so that's why it should be thrown out of the courts. And the reason why they're doing this, not to get too business lingo whatever, is because they know a court, a judge, a jury is going to just drop the hammer and give them probably beyond the $50,000 and more in pain and suffering or collateral damages or however that actually works. But the man says Disney's argument is fatally flawed. So for that reason alone, a $50,000 lawsuit from terminology that you agreed to on a one-month trial subscription that we all do back in 2019, the Disney company is busting this guy's over his dead wife.
Congratulations, you're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
I feel terrible for him. I feel terrible, obviously, for his wife. Guys, the Walt Disney Company should be able to go, oh, okay, we're so sorry. Here's 100,000. Here's 500,000. Here's 1,000,000. And not even break a sweat over it. And yet they're doing this. All right, that does it for us. Craig Hoffman coming up next. Again, have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy. Don't labor too much on Labor Day weekend. Thanks to Matt. Thanks to you guys for being a part of the show. Again, Hoffman will take you home on a Thursday afternoon. See you next Tuesday when we get after it for the Bucs and the Commanders with Tom Moore, a Buccaneers assistant and the greatest assistant coach of all time. He'll join us on Tuesday afternoon show. That's next week. Have a great weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.